welcome to the World Cup Report Alicante, podcast covering the Blood Bowl World Cup held in Alicante, Spain in September 2023, with your hosts, Drew and Steve. Welcome to World Cup Report Alicante, episode 37, where we discuss our bets. This is Steve, a.k.a. Kilowagi. With me, as always, is Tim. How's it going, Tim?
Doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I am also doing pretty well. Are you still just exhausted?
I was going to ask you the same. I'm not totally exhausted anymore. I'm just regular tired now, I think. I just got to that point.
Yeah, like, I got back, to let people know, this is Monday when we're recording. I got back last Tuesday, and I thought I was going to do fine, but I think it was a combination of A, jet lag, B, just being tired, B, you know, getting like 5 hours of sleep every day because we stay up late and get up early, and
right.
Then the most likely getting COVID at least once, you know?
No, maybe. Yeah, you think so?
I was sick going in, and then I didn't feel horrible then. Like, I was sick. I had the stiffling, you know, nose and all that stuff going on. But for the most part, I was just, like, figured I was tired. But then at the end, it felt like my body was just like, hey, guess what? Now you can be sick.
Oh.
And
I had just not heard that.
It just kind of hit. And it wasn't bad, but, like, it just felt like I was completely wiped out, you know.
Huh. Yeah.
So could a combination be of everything.
Yep. It is everywhere.
But, you know, a lot of it is just the super excitement of getting over there and getting back and finally being able to relax.
Right. For sure. Yep. Because I know the jet lag was tough on us and our daughter, but...
Oh, yeah.
She made it. She's cool.
And that's one thing, too, is, like, it's weird because no matter how much fun you're having on a vacation like this, there's always something to be worrying about, you know. Are you going to get to bed early enough? Are you going to wake up early enough? Are you going to do well? Are you going to, you know, you still have to catch that flight? How are you going to get to the flight? You know, you're going to get home, all this fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
But so for the most part, I believe I'm doing well. You said you're doing well. The family's doing well. Chance is still gallivanting across England, I think.
I believe so. Yes. I don't think he is back yet.
So I have not had a chance to write up my full reports for my matches. I've gotten most of it done. I started with, since I'm going to go into full depth of the whole vacation on both down, I made sure to get the rest of the vacation done first and then did the reports afterwards. So this episode will not be us recanting our adventures on the tournament, but will be you being awesome and going through and determining the bets.
Yes, yeah. We got the data back earlier this week, so we were able to work up all the bet results. Very exciting.
Now, when you say all...
Almost all.
Almost all.
All but one.
Yeah, and the organizers did put out a survey asking everyone how much they enjoyed it, if there's any suggestions, what they could do. And prior to us recording, you and I discussed that one of the main things that we've been very vocal about, and most people have, is the lack of communication when it comes to stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's really the only area I have any quibbles with. I mean, the tournament, huge success.
Yeah.
They pulled it off in an amazing way. Everything generally was great. I wish they had a little bit more communication on stuff like who won awards and et cetera.
Yeah, so we've got all the awards except the painting stuff. And I assume the cosplay stuff, which I don't even know if that happened.
I mean, even that I'd be interested in seeing. I mean, that was a cool idea, I thought.
I thought it was a cool idea.
That kind of thing.
But I don't know what came of it. Like, did they take photos? Was there multiple people involved? Like, did it include teams? I don't know what it was.
Right, yeah.
So, again, communication.
Better in theory than execution to me on the cosplay, but
and
good
I don't,
concept.
Yeah, and I don't know how they did painting on this one. Painting is the hardest thing to judge at a tournament. I can't imagine doing it at this.
Yeah, and something this size, I assume they had kind of a panel of judges or something. And I know they split it up into three different awards. There was one painting award each day. There was like a flesh tones and a green skins and something else, I think.
I guess they just bring it to some place, they take photos, then people review. That would be the easiest
thing. I did go up there and check out the best painted on at least one of the days. And I mean, there were some amazing ones. The one that really stuck out to me, there was this like labyrinth team with a diorama about it and all the various characters from the movie. It was amazing. That was my favorite one. So
Pluto,
I'm just going to assume it won.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? It won in our hearts. Because
it won in my heart.
Everybody loves Labyrinth.
Yes.
Peak Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah, it reminded me of the Babe, I guess.
What Babe?
You know what Babe. Can't get into this.
The Babe with a power. You know, that's a callback to... Is it Bringing Up Baby? It's a Cary Grant movie. Can't remember which one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Might be...
I did not know that.
Bobby's... Can't remember which one anymore, but yeah. I always... liked old movies, and you know, as a kid I saw Labyrinth, and then as I got older I started watching older movies, and it was some Cary Grant movie, and he goes, "You remind me of the Babe." "What Babe?" "The Babe with the power," or whatever it was. I don't think it was exactly the same.
Wow.
But it was very cool.
Yeah, it's like when you see The Airplane as a riff off of an actual movie, you know.
Yeah.
It's just one of those crazy things you never knew.
Exactly. Well, enough of miscellaneous talk. I guess let's go ahead and get into the bets and see how things panned out.
Yeah, so I know last time, I think you guys had a donut bet. What's on the line? Did we ever decide?
I don't think we ever did.
Well, I'm sure it's something exciting.
Yeah. however many ham sandwiches we buy next time.
Oh, okay. Ham sandwich bet. Just terrific. Okay, here we go. So, we'll just run through the by race bets first.
Sure.
The main bets. So the first bet here was for Amazons, and it was, are Amazons as a race going to have a higher win percentage than dwarves? And so, in fairness, they did not show win-loss draws. They just showed how many points.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Each thing had.
I really wish they'd show win-loss draw.
That would be nice. But because of that, I just did everything based off of average points and so forth.
That's fair.
That's the data we had.
Yeah.
So dwarves had an average of 8.64 points per dwarf team.
Okay.
And Amazons were one of the highest teams, I think third highest or so, at an average of 9.82.
Wow.
So almost over a full point higher.
And they had... less than dwarves, though, right? Less teams.
Less teams, yeah. 75 Amazon teams, 101 dwarf teams. So,
okay,
not way out of line, but definitely, no, you know, significantly less.
That's good. And that was on Drew's side.
Yes. So that is yes for Drew, is that Amazons would be higher,
and that'll be on your guys' side versus.
Yes, that's team Tim Drew.
Tim Drew
versus team Steve.
Steve. Scuba Steve.
That's right.
I like Pizza Steve.
Or Double Steve.
Let's see. Next one, we got more black orcs than normal orcs.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yeah, this one was not close at all. There was 160 regular orc teams registered, but it only looked like 157 that recorded matches.
Oh, weird.
I don't know. Yeah. But either way, there were only 46 Black Orc teams, so more than 100 more.
A little bit different.
Yeah. I'm sure you thought maybe the Black Orcs would be more popular because they're in the base set and stuff. But
yeah, well, I would think so.
Clearly not as competitive, so that must be the bigger breaking factor here.
Yeah.
So again, that puts it at 2-0 Tim Drew. Next up, we had Chaos Chosen, and that was, would there be more Minotaurs than Ogres and Trolls combined? And I think, in fairness to you here, Steve, because you took the Ogres Trolls combined, we'll also give you no big guy and add that to your total.
Okay, I'm guessing that didn't help any.
So there were 8 ogres, 0 trolls, 2 teams with nothing, and 40 teams with minotaurs.
Jesus.
So crushing victory.
I mean, that makes sense. That's what they're used to having. And objectively, it's the better piece, I think.
It probably, I mean, it fills a niche the team needs more. Yeah. If you just want somebody to be tough and stand there, you've got 4 of those.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if they had a rat ogre, it might have been a competition. I don't know.
Yeah, rat ogres are annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's another loss for me.
Yes, so that's 3-0 here.
So
next up, we have Chaos Dwarves.
And there are more teams of them than normal dwarves.
Right. This is, you said no, there would not be. And this is a victory for Steve, getting on the board.
Finally.
There were, so little debate here again, there's 101 dwarf teams in the data set, but only 99 in the pre-reg. But either way, there was either 92 or 90 Chaos Dwarf teams, and more dwarfs than that. Though close, actually.
Makes sense.
Yeah, both fairly popular.
I would
both tier one good teams.
I don't ever want to play dwarves. Like
Oh god, no way. So boring.
9 games of it too.
Well, it was bad enough playing 9 games of a team I like.
That's
I'm still
for
playing
sure.
them in my league because I played Skaven, and then it's played a league match the other day with him. It's like I'm so over Skaven. I can't wait till the season's over.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll still be playing this team for a while because it's painted and I have stars I can play. But I'm pretty sure I'm going to play stars because. We'll get into that when we get into the roundup.
Right.
But yeah, that
sure.
Okay. Well,
next we have Chaos Renegades team. Our teammate Michael Lewis played, and this bet was if they would have a better win percentage than either Chaos Chosen or Khorne. So this ended up where Chaos Chosen had. Had an average wins of 7.96.
Okay.
The Renegades themselves were 8.6.
Wow.
So ahead of regular Chosen. And then Khorne had the highest of these three at 8.89. And they were the most popular. So I think people made the right choice there. These actually went in popularity order with percentage of or amount of points on average. So.
And Khorne coming in second probably skewed that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, a little, but there were a lot of good Khorne teams, and I mean, there's 90 Khorne team almost, so, you know, one doing well is not going to move the data that much. But
no, that's
there
a
were
lot
a few.
Of Khorne teams.
Yeah, and many of them did pretty well. Like, I know, like, that once, there's a streamer who played him, who did real well. He was like the second or third best Khorne team, and the guy who finished second, too, of course.
Yeah.
So that is another point for Team Tim Drew, going to 4-1 now.
So we got the next one is Dark Elves.
Yes.
Will there be more Dark Elves than all other Elves combined?
Yeah, that's High Elves and Elf Union and Wood Elves.
And based on the look of the team and how good that team is, I went with the sucker bet of yes, because duh, of course it is.
Right. And you ended up, of course, right. So there's a little bit of, I mean, there's basically about 130 other elf teams. There's 30 some high elves and elf unions and a little under 80 wood elf teams, but over 200 dark elf teams. So they were by far the most popular.
I really feel bad for Elf Union. Like,
yeah,
they got so neutered with the new rules and the loss of Jordel. Like, only 32 going into the 2,000 players, you know.
Mm.
It's crazy.
They did have a pretty good win rate on average on here when I looked at all of them. I think they were, like, about a 9. I mean, higher than High Elves were.
Yeah.
So.
That's cool. See, next we got Dwarves. We got,
yes.
Are there more Griffs than Death Rollers?
Right. On this one, Drew and I picked no. There will not be more Griffs than Death Rollers. And there were, in fact, 0 Griffs on Dwarf teams.
That's crazy.
So, yeah. There are only 2 teams who even took a star at all.
Do you know what stars they took?
One of them took Grumbrindle. I know that. I have it written down. I could find
it. Not that important. I was just...
But I don't remember.
Griff being so good and them not needing anything else, it's surprising.
But you do literally get nothing else. It uses that is very all true. Your skills. And you can take like almost no rerolls if you fit them in too. So
yeah. And the Death Roller did end up being extremely popular.
Yes. And I played against Death Roller Dwarves. It was probably the best person I played against. It was a very tough match. It's a great team.
Jeez.
If we gave you all the teams that took nothing as well, you would have won by one.
Ooh.
It's 53 teams took nothing and 54 Death Roller and two with stars.
I never would have thought I'd see Death Roller being competitive.
Yeah. I just, the Dirty Player 2 Plus is just so powerful.
It is.
It like almost makes me want to take a pile driver Death Roller because he could be good at making blocks and then he could just like super foul people if he doesn't kill them.
Huh. If you can put two skills on him, can you give him jump up?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I mean, that would be kind of fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, is that the most competitive thing? Yeah, you're probably better off just having Sneaky Git or whatever. But it sounds real fun, and it sounds like the best case I can come up with where I would pick Pile Driver at all.
And play Dwarves.
And also play Dwarves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Drew and I get that one, too. So that puts us at 5-2.
Yep. Yeah, and some of these, to just clarify and remind people, there's only two options. So whoever goes first will get the good ones.
Generally.
Not that has to do with this next one at all, of course, you know.
No, of course not.
No.
This is for Elf Union, and it was, will they have more teams than High Elves, Dark Elves, or Wood Elves? So if they have more than any of them, then you would win this one.
Right.
And Steve took yes here, vehemently taking yes. It was Drew and I took no before you got to pick. Though this ended up incredibly close.
Yeah, as I say, the obviously you're not going to beat Dark Elf.
No.
And you're not going to beat Wood Elf. Wood Elf still is just a very good team.
Yeah.
So it comes down to High Elf and Elf Union. And we know that High Elves did well at Euro Bowl, but then they got struck down a couple of levels.
Yes. So registered teams, there were 32 Elf Union teams and 32 High Elf teams.
Ooh.
Which, with the way the question is worded, though, I would say they did not have more than them.
Of course.
And also, looking at the actual match data, there are 34 High Elf teams with recorded games. So really, that cements it, I would say.
Yeah.
No debate.
Wonder why the numbers seem to be so off.
I'm assuming it's like fill-in coaches, and I don't know how much they accounted for like the seventh player in teams or not.
Oh, yeah.
So it's probably those two factors. I know there was a few people who couldn't complete all their matches, and the organizers had to play a match or two here and there. So
that's probably it.
I assume it's because of that.
Fair enough.
But since they don't have wins and losses, they only have points, it's hard to tell what teams played like one game and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you just went through every match and looked. Which I haven't had time for yet.
Have the results even been uploaded yet?
I mean, they were uploaded during the tournament, like the specific match. I mean, you could look at the match pairings.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. I was thinking today in the NAF. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Once it's on there, you'll be able to see the actual games played and the win losses, I suppose.
Yeah.
So it's probably better to wait for that. Thanks for saving me that time, Steve.
You're welcome.
I like to waste time, but. Not if I don't have to.
So next up we have Goblin.
Goblins, yes.
Go ahead.
It was whether the highest ranked Goblin team would be within the top 25%.
I thought it was the highest ranked Goblin team within 25 places.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right, right. That we guessed. That's right. We guessed the position they would be at.
Yeah.
And within 25 places.
Okay.
Correct.
Makes more sense.
Yes. Yeah. There you go. So you guessed 716th, and I guessed 397th. The highest ranked Goblin team ended up being Fresh's Goblins from the Caspian, Misabi, something. We actually played these guys.
Yeah. That's that the one that Chance played?
Chance played against this goblin team, and his orcs got mega wrecked. He got destroyed by these goblins.
Chance said it was the best played goblin team that he's ever seen, or game.
Yes. Yeah.
And did that guy get the stunty, or the best goblin?
No, I think he did finish as the top goblin team.
Okay.
But I believe a halfling team was the highest stunty.
Oh, okay. But man.
But it ended up at 418th.
Only 21 off.
Yeah. I can't believe I hit it within the 25.
That's impressive.
What a guess.
So speaking of halflings.
Yes.
How many races above highest ranked halfling team?
Yes.
So,
and you guessed there would be 11. I guess there would be 7. And I completely whiffed on this. And honestly, so did you. It's so bad. There were 23 races ahead of the highest ranked halfling team.
In retrospect, we probably should have thought of that.
I should have been a lot lower. Like, if this was like you guessed 19 and I guessed, 14, that would have been more realistic.
Yeah.
Halflings have been so good in so many tournaments lately. Mm-hmm. I think it skewed my view. And I mean, these rules are just not very friendly to the stunty teams, as I feel you can tell by the results.
Yeah, that's very true.
Where the highest ranked halfling team ended up just under 200th.
Still pretty good.
Still pretty good. I mean, especially good for the specifics of these rules.
Yeah.
And that was Aranau, I think. And they were the stunty champion, I believe, at 198th.
So that gives me 3 wins and you guys 7 now.
Yes. Yeah.
Not doing so hot.
Well, there's a lot of races left, Steve.
That's true. Next up, we have High Elves. Will they be the least popular elf team? And I said yes. And as we discussed previously, they were.
Yeah, so. I think we can give you this one because there were 32 High Elves and 32 Elf Unions registered.
Mm-hmm.
So it is technically a tie, but aren't they then both the least popular?
Exactly.
So I would give you that one.
And you're taking pity on me, and I will accept it.
Yes. next up is Humans. Generally one of my favorite teams, just not in this tournament, as you can see from the question of, will Humans rank lowest out of all the Tier 1 teams, based on their highest finishing team?
Yeah.
So, running down the Tier 1 team's ranks here, we have Lizardmen with the number 1 overall team. Dark and Elves finished 5th.
Didn't Lizardmen get like 4 or 5 of the top 10?
Yeah, they got. I think they had like 3 of the top, or 3 or 4 of the top 10. I mean, a lot of Lizardmen up there.
Crazy.
Dark Elves, top Dark Elf team finished 5th. The top Dwarf team was next at 25th. Then the top Chaos Dwarf team at 35th. And next, the top Orc team was 44th, leaving Humans top team at 57th as the lowest ranking Tier 1 team.
By a lot.
By just a little bit under their big rivals, the Orcs. Yeah. They did both have 14 points, though.
Oh, well, that helps.
So, it was tiebreakers. But, either way, the answer of yes goes to Team Tim Drew.
Okay, and next we have Imperial Nobility. Will the highest ranked team be higher than the highest human ranked team?
Yes, and Drew and I said no. As we said, the highest human team was 57th, and the highest nobility team ended up 109th.
That seems about right.
Did not come through for the nobility. Even though I felt going into the tournament I liked them better with the extra skills, but
yeah, but I think
not enough.
Humans, just there's a lot of people who've played them a ton. They're really familiar with them.
Yeah, there were definitely more human teams than nobility teams.
So next up we have Khemri.
Yeah.
Will they be the best perform? Oh, sorry, Tomb Kings. Either one.
Yeah.
Will they be the best performing Tier 3 team by having the highest win percentage?
Yes. So again, we'll go off of average points.
Sure.
For that race. Tier 3 teams are Blackworks, who were 7.6, Chaos Chosen, who were 7.9, the Nobility teams were 8.55, Khorne at 8.89, Nurgle teams at 7.19, so pretty poor for them, and the Tomb Kings were 8.89. So they just make it to hitting yes over Khorne, barely.
I mean, good for them. They beat the crap out of me when I played them.
By a hundredth of a point.
Yeah. So that's crazy.
Very close.
And then we have Khorne. So will Khorne have more teams than Nurgle, Chaos Chosen, or Chaos Renegades? And they had a lot of teams, so...
Yeah, they were a surprisingly popular team and really held up on it by a pretty solid win rate and the number two overall team. So they kind of close with Renegades, but still they had, you know, 10, 15 more teams. So
what was the breakdown? Khorne 88, Renegades 69.
Yep. Yes, nice.
Chosen 50, Nurgle 26.
Indeed.
Poor yes. Nurgle.
Poor Nurgle, yeah. Next up we have the Lizardmen, aforementioned Lizardmen. It said, will the highest finishing Lizardmen team be higher than the highest Amazon team? If you're listening to our previous one, you know the answer to this, but the highest Amazon team finished a respectable 22nd, whereas the highest Lizard team was Zed's number one overall finishing Lizardmen. So
who's Zed?
Can't get higher than number one.
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
That's right. That one goes to Tim Drew. Next up on the Necro Horrors, we had, will there be more guard or block on Flesh Golems? And guard was quite popular with 82 picks, but there were 151 block, so not even close. You take that one down in crushing fashion.
Yeah, block's just the better skill.
Yeah. And more reliable, and I think a lot of it came down to the way the team builds work for Necro 2, where frequently they could only fit in two rerolls, so yeah. You really want the block.
I think for the next one, Norse, we can just skip that and move on to Nurgle.
Oh, yeah? Well, this didn't go that bad.
Okay.
It was, will Steve finish better than average finishing condition for Norse? Again, we went off the points, so average, how many points did you end up with in the tournament, Steve?
I don't know.
You had 4 wins and no draws?
Yeah.
12. So that should be 8 points.
Was it 8? Yeah, 8.
The average for Norse teams was 8.6. So just under, not way out of line.
If you really could have got one more draw
and I would have given you this.
Yep. There were times, but so close.
Yep, we'll get into that when we cover our actual matches.
But I did win the bet, so
yes, it was a win-win for me. Yes, so you're win-win on this one. You set that up nicely.
See,
and I was rewarded for believing in you with a loss.
good job, I guess. Nurgle, will they have the least average wins per race?
So, as I mentioned before, they were 7.19, which was extremely low. And in fact, the lowest rate of any non-stunty team. But Ogres came in at 6.9 and Goblins at 6.6. So
yeah, that seems
Nurgle
right.
Is not the lowest.
They're close, but not the lowest.
Yes. And I know we wanted to go off the actual wins and not include draws here. So if we had that data, I'd be interested to see how it worked out because I bet there's a lot of Nurgle draws, but...
Yeah.
As low as Goblins were, I bet they're still below them.
Most likely, yeah.
Next up, we have Ogres. And this is, do more than half the teams have Griff Oberwald? So there were 21 total Ogre teams. Quite a few stars. There were only 5 Griffs, though.
Yeah.
So as before, we'll maybe see how close this gets. If we take all stars combined, we had 5 Griffs, 2 Morgs, 2 Carlas for 9, a Zug for 10, Rumble O'Varig helmet, 13, just over half, but not for Griff alone.
Yeah, well, it was a big swing. Didn't work.
Yeah. No, didn't work out. That one came through for Drew and I.
So this. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. This was Old World Alliance next.
I don't know what the bet is. I have it as over under 50.
So I think it was number of teams, because we did this bet just before they announced how many there were of each race.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They released that link. And I think, if I remember right, people were congratulating you for this win on like the release of this episode, because it had come out at the same time.
Sure did.
Yeah. There were not 50 Old World Alliance teams. There were a mere 31.
That seems about right. I mean, it's a fun team. It's not a great team.
They had a pretty good win rate. They were one of the higher teams, but probably partly because there's only 31.
Yeah. If you're taking them, still, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, they were about 9.5 or so. So probably there should have been more.
Let's see. We have Orc, and will an Orc team place in the top 10? We had high hopes for them, and top one came in at 44th.
Yes. So no such luck. Top 10%, but not top 10 teams.
Yeah. Let's see.
After that, we have, will the highest undead be ahead of the highest necro team? And the highest necro team ended very high at 7th in the top 10. But the highest undead team ended at 3rd with Fonzo's Shambling Undead.
That's pretty close.
Yes, that's really very close. I mean, that's like tiebreaker points apart.
Yeah.
Very tight.
Skaven, will the highest finishing Skaven coach have any losses?
Yeah. I don't think we know. So the highest Skaven coach had 16 points.
Which could be 8 wins and one loss. Could be 7 wins and 2 ties.
Right. So I left this one a blank. Yeah. I don't think we can tell.
No, and I'm pretty sure that there's a decent possibility it's 7 wins and 2 ties.
I would guess that's more likely than not, but I mean, it's not for sure.
No, of course not.
It could definitely be one loss.
Coming up on Snotling, will Snotling have the highest ranked individual stunty team? We already previously mentioned that they did not, because we said who did. So that's a no.
Yes. The stunty finishes here had a little bit of an interesting point to me, because halflings were number one at 198. Snotlings ended up second at 341, so pretty good. Goblins was fresh from the team we played, was the top goblin at 418. Then after that, there was a at 469 was the top ogre team, so below even the goblins. But next, there was a stunty black orc team.
Really?
Who finished 1800th and 8th.
Jesus.
And lastly, a stunty underworld team at 2115 from a squad of 6 stunty teams.
Well, good on them for trying.
Yeah. If I weren't coming from North America, that's a thing I'd consider because it sounds fun. But
yeah, I don't know about that.
Too long a trip for that. But good on them, like
yeah,
I said.
Yeah, for sure. Next up, I
thought it was cool.
We got Slan. Will they have a team in the top quarter? You said yes.
Mm-hmm. And the top finishing Slan team finished at 133rd.
And that is our good buddy Core.
Yes, yeah. I definitely, like, going through the rosters, I thought his roster really stood out above all the other Slan teams before the tournament and proved to during the tournament as well. There were actually 3 Slan teams in the top quarter, though.
Oh, wow. He's also an amazing coach, so that helps.
Well, yeah. That always helps. For sure.
What we got next?
Next up is Underworld Denizens, and it was, would the top Underworld team have a star player? And with the rosters that came out, this seemed like a slam dunk, because most of them did.
Yeah.
The top Underworld team ended up 6th, so very high. And they were a Morgue roster, identical to the one that we suggested, even.
Oh, wow. So, cool.
So that was nice. There was a Underworld team at 16th, though, that had no stars. So
jeez.
this is actually closer than it looked like it might be on paper when you go through all the rosters. So
Underworld should not be that high.
They are the best team, bar none, in these rules, I think.
Well, obviously,
they had the highest average points by far. They were the only one over 10.
Oh, wow.
Sixth place finishing team. A bunch of the top squads had an Underworld team. I mean, they're just, they're incredibly powerful in these rules.
Makes sense.
And they already made like three changes to make them worse. It's just not enough. So
can't keep a good team down.
Yep. I don't know. They're probably the team that needs an actual GW nerf the most to me, whether it's change the Snotlings to Knoblars or just dump them completely, or I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like 4 or 5 win percentage ahead of all other teams all the time.
That is indeed crazy.
Yeah, well, for a team that used to be a fun joke.
Yeah, exactly.
And I guess speaking of fun jokes, we've got the vampire team. You have a real chance to make up like all the point difference here, Steve, because it's, will we play a squad with a vampire team in it? And you get 1 point per team we play with vampires.
I mean,
so you get as many as 9 points.
There's a reason that was put in there.
Because there's only 11 vampire teams in the whole 11. Tournament.
And we played a big whopping none.
Yeah, none. So, sadly, no.
I didn't talk to a single person who had played against a vampire team.
Right. I mean, with 370 squads, I mean, there's only 11.
Yeah.
Can't be that many.
No. And then finally, we got Wood Elves. Will the highest Wood Elf team be higher than the highest Elf Union and High Elf team?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is clear. Yeah.
Yeah, this was not really close, especially with the High Elves. The highest High Elf team ended 301st, so decent but not great. Highest Elf Union at 84th, which is pretty respectable, but highest Wood Elf at 41, which was J-Ho's Wood Elves. And that would bring the totals to 17 points for Tim Drew to 11 for Steve.
Now, what about the additional bets, though?
Ah, but there are the additional bets.
This is where I can make up my stunning lack of ability of cognitive figuring out crap. So.
Yeah, I mean, the first bets were all about like actual roster construction and things that matter for Blood Bowl. This is like random crap. So
of course, yeah.
This could come through.
All right, let's start off there then.
Okay, so we said the first one is which country would have the winning squad? And you said Italy, whose top squad finished third.
Yeah.
So very close. And Drew and I said France, who ended up 1 and 2.
Yeah. I mean, there really wasn't much of a... I had to take Italy because you guys took France. This is really what I came down
to. You could
to.
Pick the same thing.
No, we couldn't. I guess we could have.
Well, we did on the next one.
Sure did. Yeah. I didn't think about it at the time then.
Sure. And Italy, extremely close.
Yeah, of course.
And what if you pick France, you can't make up any points.
Exactly. So, you know.
So, it's another gamble.
Next one was what country will have the last place squad? And we both said Spain because,
yes,
obviously.
Yes, smart bet.
Yeah. It was England.
Nothing against Spain, but it's a third of the tournament.
Yeah. Ended up being England. Was that the all Stunty squad?
No. They had Stunty something in their name. And I double-checked and made sure these guys played all 9 rounds. And they did.
Huh. Okay. Well, they just enjoy playing.
Nobody gets
and
points
not,
on that one.
Not well. Speaking of not getting points, what race will finish at the top? I said Dark Elves. You said Skaven.
Very smart bet. Yep.
Both of those, the highest number of teams going into it. And, of course, Lizardmen come in first.
Yes. Yep. Dark Elves 5th, Skaven 10th. So you were closer.
Yeah. Then we got what race will score the most touchdowns. We both said Skaven again. And it was Wood Elves.
Yeah. With 25.
I'm pretty sure I had 23 last time.
Man, that's a ton. Yep. Skaven did tie Slan for second.
Slan up for second, though. That's crazy.
Yeah, very good.
Was it Kor or someone else? Or do you know?
It was somebody else. Huh. I think it was one of the other high-finishing ones.
Okay. What's the next one?
The next one is most cash. What race would have been most casualties? So you picked Halflings, and I picked Chaos Renegades. But the actual answer ended up Goblins.
That's crazy.
Though a tie between Goblins and Dwarves. They both had 52, the top teams.
Now, I do want to say something here that we did not know going in, even though I guess we probably should have, is that all casualties counted?
Yeah, yes.
I didn't even know that.
Only blocking casualties, which I guess I did not realize until we were playing.
I didn't know until third round. And...
yeah.
Like,
yes, me either. I did not realize that till the third round.
I have not gone back to look at the rules, but I'm assuming it's there.
It must be. Everybody else seemed to know.
Who does that?
Eh?
That's just weird.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Everything. Dodges, sprints, they ate their guy, all it counts. Well, I gave up casualties all day for my rat ogre eating my dudes.
The main thing there, though, is fouls count. And if fouls count, yeah, guess what? A death roller is going to help you out. Or your goblins fouling people left and right.
And so, blowing people up with bombs.
Absolutely.
Chainsawing them. Yeah.
So I can...
All things that count we didn't account for.
Yeah, so we can kind of understand like why you want to keep that type of stuff, but people dodging away and falling or failing to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Just I don't agree with it.
Sure. Though to me I feel like it should either just be stuff that counts for SPP or it might as well be everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, where do you draw the line? What counts and what doesn't?
To me, it's something that you're involved with.
Sure.
Because I've changed that on Spiky Cup, so where, you know, if you have tackle and someone fails a dodge because of the tackle, you can have it. Or if you have, what's the
diving
one?
Tackle.
I was thinking the one that you get points if they fail.
Oh, armbar?
Yeah. If you have that and they fail, obviously you're still not involved in it, but since you would get points for it, then I was like, yeah, that's fine.
You might have used the armbar to cause the casualty.
Exactly. So
I doubt anybody's picking armbar, though.
No.
I don't think it'll come up.
To me, it's stuff like that. Pushing them out of the bounds. Things that you're involved with, sure. But going for it, no. That's just dumb.
Yeah, I mean, go for it's the obvious example where that's just bad luck. Nobody has anything to do with it.
And I guess you had a note saying there was no halfling or renegades in the top 20.
No. No, we were way off base. I'm surprised on the halflings, honestly, even with just the fouling thing. The renegades don't surprise me now that I know the rules.
Right, yeah. Next up, we have one that we don't have an answer to, but I think I do. What race will win best painted? Skaven. I picked Skaven. You picked Goblins. Mm-hmm. We found out that Drew Blood was not there, so his Goblins are not going to be in contention.
And that was my whole plan.
I'm pretty sure, though, Johnny Wilkinson of Australia and his Amazons got best painted.
Nice. Yeah, I think there were three Best Painted awards, if I understood it right.
Right.
Like one each day, but that's awesome.
So for at least
it's the only
one
we
them,
know, so.
Yeah. This one, I don't know how we even judge this. Which day's lunch will be the best? I didn't eat any of them.
I also ate none of them.
And based on...
the official provided lunches.
Yeah, I was going to say, based on everything we heard, none of them... were great.
Right. The real answer was probably none.
Yeah.
But I did get one of them. And that was the ham. That was the sandwich.
Okay.
Because I gave Michael Lewis my ticket and he got me one and then I didn't eat it.
Yeah. I heard that the bread was like a rock.
Yeah. Yep. I know. I definitely heard the, and the Spanish omelet, the round we played a Spanish team the round after that and Nick's opponent took a minute to apologize for what he called the national travesty of that Spanish omelet and to not judge Spain on it.
Yeah, that seems fair.
So I think that one's last place, at least.
I will say that the Hamon sandwiches not from that catered lunch were really good and cheap.
Yes.
And yep. I would have one a day if they were in my pantry. So.
Yeah. And I think you picked ham, so I'm going to give you this one.
I will take
on
it.
Ham.
And thankfully, this last one, I won. Will Steve face a full Monty? I said no. You said yes. And I did not. I saw zero penises.
Okay. Well, I said not that I knew of.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
We did run into that guy, though. He was right in front of us in line when we were queued up to go into the tournament at the beginning.
He was near us every time we played, too.
I know.
Like, I was real...
If he listened to this show, it would have happened.
Yeah.
every round.
I saw him after everything finished, and he was, like, in the same aisle as I was, in between the tables. Mm-hmm. And I so just wanted to run up to him and just be like, hey, man, remember me from last time? And see if he understands anything. And then just grab his flag and run. So.
Yeah.
I was as 100% not in my nature. And I would never do that. But I was really tempted. But what really kept me from doing it is... pretty sure that might be considered sexual battery.
Oh, I thought it'd be this bet.
I mean. But yeah, so. I don't want to get into trouble in another country. That's the main thing.
Yeah, that is unwise.
Yeah. Which of our teammates will have the best record? You picked Drew. I picked mm-hmm. Chance. And Drew became MVP again.
Yes. And... I would say we picked well because they were the top two. And,
yeah.
But Drew did finish one point ahead and two less losses. So.
But Chance did have more wins.
Yeah. Yep.
So I say that would be a draw. But it's not. I mean.
Sure.
Drew had more points. Drew did amazing. He
did excellent. Yeah.
He only lost that last round and he said he mm-hmm. was basically suffering from fatigue. And
sure.
You know, that happens.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, nine matches in 3 days is a lot.
Mm-hmm. Now we have how many days we'll finish on time. I said zero. You said one. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We're doing a push.
I think so. I mean, technically, day two did not finish on time, but it was within like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I would give that
to you. Of their
posted
time.
But I will gladly take the push.
Yeah. So that's just like so amazingly well done on their part to mm-hmm. even get that close to on time on one day.
Oh, exactly. Let's see, next up, how high will the highest U.S. team finish? I said 37. You said 22nd.
Yep.
And the Syndicate came in 51st.
Yes. Very excellent finish.
Absolutely.
And they I think, lost in the last round, or I probably would have won this bet. But
mm-hmm. Yeah, they lost the last... Do they lose all three on day three?
Maybe the last two, at least.
Last
I don't know.
Because
they were at table four at one point.
Yeah, I
think
they won the first game, and then they were at table four and then lost the last two.
Sure.
I could go ask Craig. He's in the other room. But you know,
that's so far.
I know. I'd have to get up and like put the headphones down.
No way.
So I believe the next one you don't have listed correctly, because which country will our opponents be from? For the first round.
Yes.
You said Spain.
Yep.
I said USA.
Ridiculous idea.
Ridiculous, but it was USA.
It was.
And I do believe I got 5 points for that, didn't I?
You do?
I thought I got extra points for picking that.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, if someone listened to it recently, it could be a big deal. Just saying.
It could be a big deal.
Because I thought I got like 5 points instead of one. Because it was such a, you were like, there's no way that's going to happen. I'll give you 5 points or something.
No, that sounds like the kind of brash thing I'd say.
Well, it was a crazy bet, but I mean, it
yes.
worked.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to check into that.
Okay.
Hmm.
Dun, dun, dun.
Potential controversy.
See, what rank will we finish at? I said 12.
Individually.
Yeah. I said 1284. You said 584.
Mm-hmm.
I came in 1561, but you came in at 1251.
Yes, I was guessing your finish.
Well, yeah, but I wanted
to... No, I wasn't. But I would have been a really good guess if I was.
Yeah. But still, not bad.
No, you're definitely closer.
I'll take it. What's the next one?
It's where our team will finish at.
Should be our squad, so we don't get
our squad. Yeah. Yes, squad. Where our squad rank at?
We could have done better. We could have. I said 64. Yeah. You said 84.
Mm-hmm.
We wound up at 99.
Yes, very nearly in the top quarter, but yeah. a few spots short.
Felt a little bad, but I mean, it's a lot of games, so
yes. And we had a lot of very close rounds
mm-hmm.
and matches. So,
and our losses, one of them was just like no contest. Like,
yes,
but we'll get into that.
Yeah.
Next one.
Which star player will appear on the highest ranking team? And you picked Griff because he's the best star.
Yeah,
I assume. I picked Vareg because I thought it will probably be an underworld team with Vareg.
Makes sense.
But it was an underworld team, just with Morgenthorg instead.
I mean, you can't go wrong with Morgenthorg.
Right. Yeah, he's awesome. In fact, the highest ranking Griff team ended up the Stunty champion, that Halfling team, at 198.
Nice.
And the highest ranking Vareg team was 12th.
Another underworld team.
Sam Dulac from Kokorapau.
Kokorapau.
The number two finishing team. Squad.
Sheesh.
Yeah. But nobody scores any points here. It was Morg. Yep. Should have known.
And then our final one. Will we win our first round match? We both were very confident with a yes.
And we didn't lose.
And we did not lose. It was a push. We got a draw.
Yeah. Yep.
So that for the additional bets, puts me at a 5, puts you guys mm-hmm. at a 3.
Which overall have 4 extra points.
Would put me at a 16 and you mm-hmm. guys at a 20.
Right.
But if I do get those extra 4 points, that puts us at a 20-20.
Oh, man. I can't believe I might have sunk myself.
Man, that'll be so awesome. I'm not going to go back and re-listen, but if someone would like to.
Yeah.
And if you guys don't do a podcast, trust us, we do not remember anything we say after like 5 minutes after we're done.
And we're not responsible for it either.
No, it seems stupid, but like, like, didn't you just talk about that last episode? Yeah, I probably did. I have no idea what I talked about last episode, though, so.
Yeah, no way.
Well, that was fun. I think we came out 2020 even on that.
Yeah,
but I guess we'll have to see.
Yeah, I'll have to check if you owe me 5 sandwiches.
I mean, I'm more than happy to... Man, I want one more. I want more of those sandwiches.
You can make yourself one.
I can't. I mean, I can't get bread like that. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
I can probably get the ham, like mm-hmm. if I go to a specialty shop and get that type of ham. But that type of fresh bread.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd have to go to a daily bread store that gets made daily and
mm-hmm.
thing, people would call that a bakery, not a bread store. But I'd have to go to a bakery and right. get fresh loaves to eat daily, and that's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially not for $4.
No. Man, those were cheap.
They were amazingly affordable.
A bag of chips was $3.20. And that right. thing was $4.
Should just get another sandwich.
Oh, I should have, yeah. Well, that wraps up this. I think this is probably our longest episode ever, unless the interview one was longer.
Hmm.
We're pushing an hour. So
we did it.
We did Ooh. It. I will finish writing up my last 3 rounds that I have to go, and then we will probably record in a few days or so. I got to record for both down as well. So
yeah.
Next episode, we'll probably go through our results for the our team and then the squad as well.
Yes.
Hey, I've got nothing else to say. Anything you'd like to say to finish us off?
Nope. I'm just really hoping I get those sandwiches.
Well, I mean, we shall see.
You have to check.
Well, it'll also depend on where we have it next time.
You know, you might want where the next World Cup is.
Yeah, you might want something different than a ham sandwich.
That's true. Like, yeah, good point.
Like a fried gator or something.
Yeah, they don't have that in France.
Frog legs?
Sure.
Okay, well, for myself and Drew, I shall say adios, and you shall say...
Ganbate kure!
Thank you for listening to World Cup Report Alicante, a joint podcast between 3 Die Block and Both Down. For more information, check out World Cup Report Blood Bowl on Facebook, WC Report BB on Twitter, or email us at worldcupreportbb@gmail.com.